أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه من سنة بسنة يوم الدين، أما بعد. We started last Thursday with the 99 names of Allah. I already laid down the foundation of the purpose of understanding this and introduction. And we started already with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We took four names last Thursday, covered them. الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. Allah is the first, Allah is the last, Allah is the apparent, the manifest, and Allah is also the hidden, باطن. And we went in detail about these four names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we're going to cover العلي الأعلى المتعال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran himself mentions these three names in the Quran. We see them in three different surahs, in three different ayats. First one, Al-Aliyu, which means the most high. It is from the root word of Ala, or Isti'la in the sense of highness. And you know that the Ayat al-Kursi that we recite from Surah Baqarah, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the Ayat al-Kursi. When we read that وَلَا يَعُودُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Towards the end of Ayat al-Kursi, we recite وَلَا يَعُودُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And he is the most high and most respectful, عظيم. The second one, الْأَعْلَى. The reason we're covering all these three together because they both have the same root word. And there's a manifest root meaning of the three connected together. الْأَعْلَى, the most high. And the high one, like Allah SWT tells us in Surah A'la, there's a whole surah named by that, like the one that we recite so many times, سَبِّحْ اسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Glorify the name of your Lord who is the high one. سَبِّحْ اسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. The third one we have Al-Muta'al. Al-Muta'al is in Surah Ra'd, Surah 13, verse number 13. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ. The knower of the unseen and the witness, the big, al-kabir, al-muta'al, the most exalted. The most exalted, highest one, or the high one, and the most high, all these have three in connectivity, very close to each other. But there is variation in the sense to understand what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by these three names and these three sifat. First of all, Allah is the most high in terms of latitude, in terms of the thing that Allah is not, like some people have this misconception that Allah is everywhere, He's here on earth with us, physically present. And that is a very dangerous belief. The everywhere belief concept in Tawheed is dangerous because then people can say, oh, Allah is in the bathroom, astaghfirullah al-azim. Or Allah is in the other filthy, dirty places. Or Allah is inside a cupboard, or things like that. Therefore, we distinguish that yes, Allah is everywhere on this earth, bi'ilmihi, with His knowledge, bi'basarihi, with His sight, that He is the al-basir. We'll cover that name also in the span of this series, inshallah. And He is as-sami'. So He's everywhere through His knowledge, through His hearing, through His seeing. But His hearing and seeing is not like ours. That is where we distinguish. See, we hear and see with eyes and ears. We cannot even speculate, let alone visualize a thing that Allah hears and sees like us. His hearing and seeing is totally infinite, undefined from ours. So therefore Allah is everywhere in this whole dunya, and this whole universe kaun, bi'ilmi, with His knowledge, with His hearing and seeing. He's not physically present. And that is where the previous nations deviated. They started making statues and idols. Oh, this is our God. This is our idol. This is our ilah, our God, our khuda, our Allah, what to say. Because they could visually contact, physically touch it. The beauty of Allah, the Most High, is Allah is high and above His creations. And that is why these three names give us, okay? Al-Ali, Al-Muta'al, Al-A'la. That Allah is telling us, I am not where you are. I'm high and above you, beyond the Sabah Samawat. That is why you see in Tahajjud, why did Rasulullah say, get up for Tahajjud, get up for the last hour before Fajr? Because Allah comes down, to the lowest heaven, meaning Allah is coming closer to us. Allah is showing us how much His love and mercy and rahmah is there. Then He wants to get closer to the people, and then He says, that is there anyone who wants forgiveness at this hour of Tajjud? Is there anyone who has a haja, a need, and then I will give them that? Is there anyone who wants to save themselves from fire, etc., etc.? That hadith. That's one aspect, that Allah is high and above His creation. Second aspect, when Allah had the Isra and Miraj for Rasulullah ﷺ, why Isra and Miraj? Why the whole purpose? Apart from showing the grandeur, respect and izzah for Rasulullah ﷺ, that he went to Jerusalem, led Salah, everything, and then he went for Miraj all the way up, Allah is also proving a point to me and you, Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ, that if Allah wanted to meet Rasulullah ﷺ, He could have met him right there in Mecca. But this whole journey of Isra, Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdi laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram al-Masjid al-Aqsa, that Allah is showing us that He had His slave, His Rasul Muhammad ﷺ, come all the way through the seven heavens. And at each heaven He met a prophet. And He saw things. He met Ibrahim and Isa and Musa and Nuh and all these prophets. And then finally He went to Sidratul Muntaha. Allah is having this whole journey to show that He is Al-Mud'al, the most exalted. Al-A'la, the highest one. Al-Aliyu, the most high. Allah is the most high in terms of the realm of our three-dimension or two-dimension or four-dimension, whatever dimension world you want to talk about it. Allah is high and above. You can't say, I'm going to go look in the cupboard for Allah. I'm going to go look in this building for Allah. Like some people have a misconception, Allah is inside the Kaaba, in that four rectangular wall building. No, astaghfirullah azeem. It's an empty hollow room. That's all it is. It's not even a building, just a room. They open there and they make a broom, they clean it, jharukhate, and that's it. They can pray two rakat sunnah inside. That's another story. People asked me once, which way do you pray inside the Kaaba? You're genius. So Allah is not inside that room. And we don't pray to the Qibla, to the Kaaba, because we believe that Allah is inside that room, physically present. No. That is why we have to understand these three names of Allah. Al-Aliyu, Al-Muta'al, Al-A'la. That Allah is high and above His creation. Already I gave you two proofs. One, that in Tahajjud Allah tells His Prophet ﷺ through him to us that He comes down so close to us. Second, in Mi'raj, why would Allah go through all this for Rasulullah ﷺ to meet Him? To show us that look, how high and above His creation Allah is. And He went to that place, meaning Rasulullah ﷺ went to that place where even Jibreel could not go. Brothers and sisters, try to realize this. Who is Jibreel alayhi salam? The archangel. Jibreel like everything. But he is forbidden. He says, Rasulullah, you go from here. And even Rasulullah ﷺ is feeling shaken. He's like, what's going on? How can I go alone? All this journey from my bedding in Mecca to this point of Sidrat al-Muntaha, I've been with you, Jibreel, and now you tell me you can't go? Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, laysa li izn. I don't have permission. Allah gave permission to Rasulullah ﷺ, a bashar, human being, not a malik, angel. But Allah did not give permission to a malik, angel, Jibreel. And it's not just any ordinary angel. It is the archangel, Jibreel alayhi salam. He has no permission. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, you are on your own. And the guardian angel at Sidrat al-Muntaha said, who is there? Jibreel alayhi salam said, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Arabi alayhi salam. Does he have permission? Yes. He lets him in. And then Rasulullah is on his own. Goes all the way till he sees Nurun ala Nur. Arsh of Allah Rahman. Let me clarify also here that yes, that is where Allah is and that is where Rasulullah went. And then Aisha is there and she asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, Hal ra'ayta Rabban? What a beautiful question. The wife of Rasulullah. She asked Rasulullah, did you see our Lord Rabbana? He said, Ya Aisha, ra'aytu nuran, fa kayfa ara Rabbana? I saw Nur, just light, glamour, glittered. I mean, it's enlightenment all around, surrounding. How could I see Allah? And that's why Aisha Rajalan then said, later on after Rasulullah passed away, he said, whoever says, sisters also, if you can sign in, inshallah, on that sheet, make sure you have your email if you have, because nowadays we have IT technology, so it's faster to communicate with email than to call. Aisha, she said after the death of Rasulullah, because she taught the Sahaba, she taught many of the Muslims even after that, he said, whoever says from our Ummah that Rasulullah saw Allah, فَهُوَ كَاذِبْ فَهُوَ كَاذِبْ, then he is a liar. Because Rasulullah did not see. Because there are some people who say that yes, Rasulullah did see Allah. And even Abu Huraira asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ رَبَّنَا, did you see our Lord when you went for Imran? So Rasulullah said to Abu Huraira, same thing, Ya Abu Huraira, رَأَيْتُ نُورًا, I just saw light. And that's what Allah says in Surah Nur, that Allahu نُورُ السَّمَاءَةِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So much about the highness of Allah. That is the physical realm. Let's come to the second thing. That's physical realm, that Allah is the most high, high and above His creations. Second thing, بِالْمَرْتَبَةِ الْعُولَى, الْإِسْتِوَى. Allah is high, the most highest. Meaning you can't say that the president of my country is the most high, the prime minister of my country is the most high, my grandfather of the family, the tribe is the most high. You can't even say the most high, the word, Al-A'la, for any bashar or for any creation. So you have to distinguish. One thing is Al-Aliyu, the most high. Who is the most high? Allah, in terms of martaba. Al-A'la, the highest one. That is why Allah says in the surah, when we recite, Sabbihasmi Rabbikal A'la. Sabbihasmi Rabbikal A'la. Glorify, Sabbih, Tasbih, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Make Tasbih, make glorification of which Lord, which Rabb? Sabbihasmi Rabbikal A'la. The highest one in terms of physical realm. The second one, وَلَا يَعُوضُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ بالعظم بعظمته وكبريائه وجبروته وجباره. Meaning Allah is not just high in physical reality like we explained in Isra Miraj and the thing, but Allah is also the most high because of His azam. His, what, how should I mean, there's no good word in English to explain these things. You cannot take any word. That's why I keep saying learn, please, for Allah's sake, learn Arabic. And you will know the juice, the sweetness, the melody. I mean, you really get to know Allah more better when you know Arabic language. Amma, you can translate in English, in Farsi, in Urdu, in Punjabi, in Bengali, in any language, as much as you want to. But you will never get the lub. You know, that's what Allah says in the Quran. Ulul albab. Who are ulul albab? Those who go to the core of everything. To understand the real tasteness and sweetness of these names of Allah, you have to get Arabic. But to a certain extent, we are trying our best to be able to realize that the A'la, the Ali, and the Azim, and Jabbar, and Kibriya is meaning in terms of the honor, respect. How should I explain to you? Let me see this way. Here's an example. I'm not giving this example to compare with Allah, but just to make you realize your spiritual feeling at that moment when you go through this example. For example, you're stranded at 2 in the morning on the highway, and you are headless. Your cell phone is not working. And it's 2 in the morning, so dark and 80. You have nowhere to go. And suddenly, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Allah's mercy and rahmah, a Muslim is passing by and sees, that's a Muslim brother of mine or a sister. Let me stop. Out of nowhere, he doesn't even know you. Has no background, just stops. Why? Ashan, you are a Muslim. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. This ukhuwa that we have. Al-Muslimuna ikhwa. So for that, he has this gratitude. Why did he stop? For you? No. For Allah's sake. He fears Allah. He knows that Allah has given him an opportunity to earn what? Hasanat. So he stops there. He says, what's wrong, brother? You need help? Yes, I'm stranded. I'm helpless. I need some. He helps you out. He takes everything care of that. Tow truck gives you a ride all the way to your home and everything. When you are about to say to him, As-salamu alaykum, when you're departing, what is your exuberation, jubilation? You feel like almost want to kiss the forehead of the person. That you came to me at the need of the hour when I was totally helpless. The reason I'm giving this example, to make you realize how your heart, your qalb, your shakhsiyah, your zahn, your aql feels at that time. How you feel psychologically at that time for that person. If that person would say, kiss my hand, you wouldn't do that. Not that I'm saying you do it, but I'm just trying to make you realize that when you are in stress, and somebody helps you at that moment, it's like when the iron's hot and you hit it with a hammer, it breaks. So you're broken because you're already helpless. Somebody came like an angel and helped you. At that moment, you have so much gratitude. Oh, look, Your highness for that person. You have so much highness. Yes? You want to say something?
Yeah.
Okay. You have so much highness and gratitude and respect and honor and shukr, meaning you say that my words cannot thank you, brother, for what you have done. Please, this is my card. Anytime in your whole life you need me, I am there. Even at 4 in the morning you call me, I'll come, because I'll never forget this ahsan that you've done to me. So why I give you this example? To make you realize how you feel inside. Allah is saying, Ana al-A'la, Ana al-Ali, al-Muta'al, al-Kabir. I am the one who gave you birth, who make you have come in this dunya. I decided that you should be born. I made sure that your parents are there, and I made sure that your parents in their heart, they have rahmah. Because we take this for granted, oh, our parents, they take care of us. Oh, who gives the love in the heart of the father and mother, the mercy, rahmah in the heart of the father and mother, the wood, mawaddah in the heart of father and mother, Allah. Because there are some parents in this dunya who are non-believers, look how they treat their kids as cats and dogs. We already live here in this country, we've seen so many cases of child abuse. But they treat like animals. SubhanAllah, I mean, in Brooklyn, 6 months ago, it was on the news, the 6 o'clock news, every news, that this lady gave birth to this child in the bathroom and put it down the pipeline. Fetus. Only hours, sa'at, just hours old fetus, thrown down the pipeline from the second floor bathroom over there. And then when the investigators came and tried to search her, they found that 6 months before, there was another remains, corpses of another fetus, 6 months old, that had died. And how them, this is mother, the one that gave birth. How can a mother do that? I mean, me and you, we ask this question because ahna age, alhamdulillah, we are Muslimin. We say, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we have khawf min Allah. But one who does not have no la ilaha illallah, no khawf, they treat it like trash. So Allah is saying, ana al-Ali, ana al-Muta'al, ana al-A'la, I am the most high, I am the most exalted. I make sure that your parents take care of you. For if I wanted, you could have been deserted like so many kids in this country get wasted down the drain. And then Allah says, I feeded you, I clothed you, I made sure of your education, I made sure of your career, your job. You lost your job, you were laid off, but still you were not on a hunger strike, you were not on a famine, you were getting food. Look at so many people who get laid off. Did you ever think how their ma'amalat is running? Me and you will just freak out thinking, wow, for a year you've been out of job, brother. How did you survive? Because we think from our perspective. But Allah is the one who is making the nizam, the system run. Even without the job, the person, he is not starving them to death. So Allah is saying, when I deserved all the ulu, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ, when I deserve this, why don't you give it to me, ya insan? This is the second realm. First one was, physically Allah is the most high and above his creation. Second, in terms of martaba, you can't give your allegiance. That is why it is a kind of shirk to say to the monarch, your highness, your honor, your high. Who's high? This is insane, Bashar. He or she can make so many mistakes, they're sinful. And you approach them as your majesty, your highness, your honor, maybe be subdued. And then they bring, the king or the queen brings the sword and puts on your shoulder. Today you are sire, you are knight of the something something. Yes,
you can't call a judge your honor?
Technically, no. In fact, I was there 2-3 days ago. I didn't say your honor. I didn't mind either. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a hard and fast rule, that's haram, you get sin, but I'm saying if you have a leeway to go around not saying these words, is better off. But if you're forced and you have to live by the land of the law and situation and you have to say that time, then yes, there's no haraj in that. Because you're saying it in duress. But yes, giving ulu, giving highness to an insan, he or she, whether it's a king or a queen, putting yourself down. That's why we can't make sujood to any human being. We can't even bow down to a human being. We forbade that. Rasulullah forbade sujood and ruku to an insan, to Bashar. Because you're equal. Ruku and sujood, why we do that? Only for Allah. Even though Allah is not in front of His ghayb. عَلْمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَهُوَ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ. He is the most exalted. He is ghayb, but He is muta'al. He is the most exalted. So He deserves our ruku, our sujood. He deserves that. Why? Because He is also Al-A'la and Al-Ali. That is how these three names are connected. meaning our all our allegiance, all our highness is Allah the Most High. Sovereignty belongs to Allah, not to human beings, not to a state or country. And in that sovereignty, Allah has appointed insan as the Khalifa. That's what he said to the angels. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi ish Khalifa. Allah is saying, I am the king. And in Malik, I am the king. And in Ali, I am the Most High. And Al-Kabir, Al-Muta'al, Al-Jabbar, Jabarut. Al-Kabir, Kibriya. So in my highness, in my sovereignty, in my Jalala, Izzah, and my kingdom, I have appointed my deputy Khalifa, Vicegerent. Literally translated, Khalifa means Vicegerent. Where does it come from? From Khalaf. Yukhalif, Yukhalif. Meaning Allah has appointed that, look, in my dominion, in my kingdom, in my earth, you insan, Adam and Bani Adam, go and live there, establish the prayer, establish the rule of Allah, live there peacefully, and then when your time is up, you will be judged, and then you will be decided to go to Jannah or Jahannam. Based on the Aman. Allah SWT also tells us the third realm. Also in Ayatul Kursi, Allah SWT tells us, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Sorry, this is Surah Ra'd. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا لِمَا شَاءَ. That nobody has any knowledge. I gave you two already. One is in the physical realm, that Allah is the Most High, and Mi'raj and everything. Second, in terms of Martaba, Al-Ulu, the highness. No human being is highness. Allah, the royal highness, the biggest, the highest. The third realm, وَلَا يُحَيْتُونَ بِعِلْمِ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. We have no highness because we are limited in knowledge, ilm. True knowledge and the source of knowledge, the giver of knowledge is who? Allah. That is why here comes the connectivity with another name of Allah. Al-Alim, Al-Khabir. See, like I told you last Thursday in the introduction, many of the names are correlated, collaborated, interconnected. You see one explanation, one name, you'll see another name attached with it. So when you're saying Allah Al-Muta'al, the most exalted, where is Allah most exalted? Because He's Alim, Al-Khabir, Al-Hakim. His Hikmah, His Khabar of knowledge of everything. SubhanAllah, I was reading this book of Shaykh Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah about how Allah SWT, His Khabar, the knowledge of Allah, the information. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. This is an ayah in the Quran. Allah SWT tells us in the Quran that He knows the secret. Okay, we have secrets, right? You have secret, he has secret, he has secret, I have secret. Nobody knows my secret, nobody knows your secret, unless you tell them. Or unless somebody else tells. Or anybody else can come. But Allah is saying in the Quran, no, I didn't mean to point at you, don't take me wrong. It just went this way. Don't follow my hand movement. It's like telling the jumbo 747. Look at the ayah, what Allah is saying. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. Allah knows the secret and He also knows what? Akhfa, hidden. As if you might be contemplating, perplexed. Wait a second, isn't secret something hidden? Do you agree all by logic? Anything that is a secret, it's hidden, right?
Yeah.
So why is Allah saying, وَمَا أَخْفَى? Who can be genius and never tell me?
The all-knowing.
Allah is Alimu Khabir, yes. Allah is the all-knowing, all-informed, and all-knowledgeable. But why is Allah specifically mentioning in this ayah, I forget which surah it is, but it's Allah saying, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. He's giving us two things. He says that I as Allah, بِجَلَالِهِ وَعِزَّتِهِ وَكِبْرِيَاهِ وَعُلُوِهِ, I know the secret. Meaning whatever secrets you have, maybe husband and wife don't know each other's secret, but Allah knows both secrets. Maybe parents and children don't know each other's secret, but Allah knows both secrets. So He says, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. Allah is saying, I know something more than the secret. I know what is hidden. Who can think about it, brothers and sisters? Just use your brain a little bit and think. It's a very trivial issue. Okay, I'll give you a hint. When does a secret become a secret? Okay, what is a secret before it becomes a secret? Who can tell me this? What is a secret before it becomes a secret? Huh? It's information, right? We are living in the age of information technology. Information, khabar, any information, knowledge, ilm, khabar, it's information. When you decide that you want to keep it hidden, then it becomes secret. Right? If I relay the information, it's no longer secret. But if I've hidden it from you, it is secret. But before I hidden it, before I even made it sir, secret, what was it? It was information, khabar. So Allah says, before the secret became secret, I know that even. SubhanAllah. I mean, when you listen to this ayah, you understand this ayah, you feel like going into sujood right away and crying profusely. SubhanAllah, Allah bijalalihi wa izzatihi wa jabarutihi wa uluhi, Allah the Most High, He knows the secret before it becomes secret. When it's just information. Meaning what Allah is saying, before you even know that you're going to make that a secret, I know you're going to make it a secret. SubhanAllah. You didn't know that you're going to make certain information of your life a secret from someone. But Allah knew that this fulan ibn fulan, this lady, this man, is going to make this information of their personal thing secret, and the rest they're going to leave it out to people. True? You get the picture now? That's what Allah is saying. That I deserve the highness, al-muta'al, the most exalted. That's the best English word you can bring close to, muta'al. Muta'al comes from ulu. Why does Allah possess the ulu, the highness? Because He knows the information before it becomes a secret. And that is why in Surah Ra'd, Allah tells us, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. Nothing can surpass His domain. Any ilm, any knowledge, cannot go outside His domain. You can't say, oh, Allah doesn't know this. In fact, saying that is kufr, shirk. Because you are directly negating one of the 99 names of Allah, Al-Aleem. Al-Aleem means what? The most knowledgeable. Like Allah says in Surah Yusuf, in the Quran, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above, فَوْقَ. See again, فَوْقَ. Why? Highness. He's high and above. His creation. He's not. Because when you think Allah is equal to me, oh, this is my level. Same level. No. But when you know that Allah is high and above, He's beyond our level. He's infinite. We are finite. We're limited. He's unlimited. So we can't be held insane. So Allah is saying, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above every knowledgeable person, male and female on this earth, there is an Alim, Allah, Al-Alim. So these are our three names for today that we wanted to cover. Inshallah, next Thursday we'll cover the next name, next two names. They're a big one and they're very long ones. So we'll need the whole Thursday just for those two names, Al-Azim and Al-Majid, inshallah. Now, if there's any questions or comments or...